This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. After Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer rejected much of the budget sent to her by the Republican-led legislature, there's been a lot of negotiation on supplemental spending and about the governor's powers to shift spending in the state. Here to talk about this year's interesting budget process are our Friday political commentators, Ken Sikkema, who is Senior Policy Fellow for Public Sector Consultants. He's also a former Republican Majority Leader of the Michigan Senate. And T.J. Buchholz, who's President of Vanguard Public Affairs, a progressive political strategy firm. He worked for Governors Engler and Granholm and headed up communications for Lieutenant Governor John Cherry. Ken, what do you think is the big takeaway, the lesson to be learned from this year's budget fights?
Well, yeah, I really see this last year and the budget being first and foremost. I really see the last year as kind of a year of testing each other. All these leaders, Speaker, Majority Leader, the Governor, it's not just that they're new to their positions. It's also kind of in the context that you have very forceful personalities with very strong political and ideological and philosophical beliefs that they want to advance. And I just think it was a year of testing. How far could you go? How's the other side going to react? How do you respond? And I think hopefully, and I think they're not going to do it this way again because they learned some things. But that's how I see it, as more of a year of testing.
TJ, what do you think the governor and the legislative leaders should think about after this year's budget struggles?
Well, I certainly think it was a very acrimonious year. And I think a lot of folks who depend on state funding for their, you know, programs, their nonprofits, I think we're really left stranded by the political jockeying that both sides did. At the end of the day, though, I do agree with Ken. I hope they've learned some lessons, and you know, the state cannot afford another process like this. Just from a trust in government perspective, I mean, I think outside people who just watch this casually just see, you know, division and derision among the two parties, Republicans and Democrats, and it just drives people further apart. And we should be trying to work together toward common goals. And given the fact that we may have some, you know, rougher economic waters on the horizon, I think it's more important that they work together better than they have in the past.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think generally voters just want government to work most of the time. So I want to ask you about a couple of budget issues. First, road funding. Ken, after all the talk about fixing the roads in last year's campaigns and this year's legislative session, we ended up with what?
Well, that issue fell off the table here as they finally negotiated a budget agreement. And they're going to have to revisit it because, if anything, the roads are probably going to be in worse shape next year. So, but it kind of fell off the table, and it's going to have to be revisited.
TJ, next year is an election year. What's the future of road funding in that scenario?
Well, Governor Whitmer has already said, and I think she came out this morning saying that she is planning another run at roads. She has to. I mean, it was the signature issue for her to get elected on. You know, she pushed an issue that she knew was not popular, but she also knew would fix our short-term problem. I think after January, we'll see roads front and center for the governor. I would suspect that that's a critical message for her in the state of the state, and she'll try again. Again, we can't keep neglecting our infrastructure. And we talk a lot about roads, Lester, but it's not just roads. It's cities and villages. It's local units of government. It's mental health. It's even education. We have to talk about some long-term fundamental solution for our infrastructure problems, and I think she'll come out strong in January with another road plan.
The second budget issue, probably not as important to most people as roads, fixing the roads, but it's Pure Michigan. That state-funded tourism campaign has been zeroed out for this year. Ken, some Republicans say the tourism industry ought to be funding that anyway. What do you think?
Well, they're going to have to wrestle that beast to the ground, meaning, do you fund it with public dollars or do you fund it with special assessments on businesses and industries that benefit from tourism advertising? And I think there's a big philosophical issue that has to get resolved before they decide, you know, is it $30 million or $20 million or whatever.
TJ, the tourism industry is more than a little disturbed about defunding Pure Michigan. What kind of real impact might it mean, though?
Well, I think Pure Michigan is a proven advertising and marketing campaign for the state. And again, the industry can point to, you know, the sort of ROI and the investment, the dollar that the state spends. You know, we get billions back in tourism dollars. So, you know, I do believe strongly that this is a philosophical issue that's been bubbling up for some years about who pays for this program. And, you know, I think that you'll probably see some sort of hybrid at the end of the day. I don't think Pure Michigan is going anywhere in the long run, but I do think that they do need to wrangle who's going to pay for it and who benefits from the program. I think at the end of the day, everybody benefits, but the question, as it always is who's going to pay for it.
Gentlemen, this is my last appearance as regular Friday host on Stateside, and I want to say I don't know that we solved any of the state's problems, but I think we certainly explained a lot of them over the years. DJ, it's been a real pleasure talking to you over the last several months, and Ken, we've been chatting nearly every Friday for 4 years. I've always been impressed with your thoughtful analysis, and I really mean that sincerely. I never know where you're going on an issue, and you've often caused me to see things differently, so thanks for that.
Well, it's been a pleasure chatting with you over the last several years. It's also been a pleasure, frankly, to chat with TJ in the last several months.
Yeah, I also want to give a shout-out to two of our long-time commentators, Vicki Barnett and Susan Demas, who also sparred with you a little bit, Ken.
Yeah, they did. That's true.
Hey, Lester, thanks a lot for the opportunity. It's been great to talk with you. And, you know, to get to talk about political issues with somebody as prominent as Ken Sekema is a real pleasure for me. So, again, thanks for everything, and best of luck to you and your next adventure.
Well, yeah, that's going back to one job here at Michigan Radio with the Environment Report, so I'm thrilled about that. Ken, TJ, have a great weekend.
Hey, thanks, Lester. You too.
Thanks, Lester.